The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District newsletter from District 31L for the month of February of 2022. Let's start out with a message from your district governor, Kenneth Beach. Just one more. As of January 1st, 2022, our district has 981 members. It is a far cry from the 1,250 members we once had in our district. If each of those 951 members were to go out and bring in just one more member, we then would have over 1,900 members. So with this in mind, we are calling this membership drive Just One More. We will include each club in the contest. Based on their January 1st membership, the club with the highest percentage increase will be declared the winner. So for a club of 10 members, if all 10 members brings in a new member, then that club would have a 100% increase. Of course, it is important to avoid the loss of any current members. On the third Saturday in February, or February 19th, 2022, we will have our third district meeting. Currently, we plan to meet at the Marjorie McCune Community at 10 a.m. Should COVID prevent us meeting there, we will let everyone know of an alternative location. I would encourage all zone chairs and region to present a report on their area. If you are unable to be present in person, please send your report in your place. Our state convention is coming up in April, April 22nd through 24th. It will be at the Greensboro High Point Airport in Greensboro, North Carolina. Applications have gone out to various members of the district to forward to our membership. This is our 100-year celebration. Just think, Lions clubs in North Carolina for 100 years. So if possible, mark those dates down and plan to attend. Our fellow Lions in Canton and all the way up to Kentucky still need our help. In Canton, the government help is long gone, but your help is still needed. Please contact Lion Max Baumgardner to see what he needs. You may reach him at 828-593-1025, or you may drop him an email at bummy13@bellsouth.net, and that's spelled B-U-M-M-Y-13, the number's 13@bellsouth.net. Not only is he the best person to know what is needed in Canton, but he is also collecting funds to help our fellow Lions in Kentucky. Those of you who attended the district convention will remember our guest speaker, International Direction Shay Nickel. He is from Kentucky. He is personally okay, but is on the run every day trying to help his fellow Kentucky Lions and making preparations for his year as international president. So if possible, please give our fellow Lions a helping hand. Here's a message from your district governor-elect, Marilyn Wunderler. Fellow Lions, it is an honor to have the opportunity to serve as your district governor for the 22-23 fiscal Lions year. I am in the process of calling on my Lions friends to fill various district and zone chair positions. If you are interested in serving with me, please let me know what position might interest you. I promise training for these Lions interested in zone chair positions on a district level, in addition to board positions on a club level. For those of you who missed the Lions International newsletter this month, listed below are some excellent informational links to assist clubs in providing meaningful service, maintaining membership, and developing new leaders. Club Quality Initiative. Change is critical for each club. This is a strategic planning tool that helps clubs identify opportunities for improvement. By understanding your current operations, identifying areas that can be improved, and taking measured steps to accomplish your goals, your club may be even better. Plan for your club's success, or the global membership approach for clubs. Use this planning guide and PowerPoint to discover your club's strengths, ways to improve, and new opportunities that will help your club grow and thrive. Planning forms will help you develop a vision, assess your club's needs, and organize your plan for successful implementation. Your club, your way. This guide will help you customize your club meetings to better suit the needs and lifestyles of your club members. It includes a simple, fun exercise to help determine which elements of your meeting to keep, what to change, as well as a process for phasing in change. The Club Excellence Award. This resource serves as your club's roadmap to excellence, focusing on the key elements of a quality club: membership, service, organizational excellence, and marketing. If you have any questions about the award, please contact us by email at clubexcellenceaward@lionsclub.org or by phone at 630-468-6828. Each of those things that I read was underlined. I'm assuming that there was a hyperlink for each of those. Club presidents, you have been chosen for the board position of club president because your club values your leadership qualities, so please take the time to review this information and share with your club members. For 2022-2023, I will be choosing a club of the month each month and awarding that club a keepsake trophy. This monthly award will be based on club service, developing membership, and leadership. And my thanks to all my Lion friends for all you do. And a message from the first Vice District Governor-elect, Susan Fernandez. Hoping that everyone is staying safe and healthy during the beginning of 2022, I thought it may be a good idea to go back to some of the basics we learned when first becoming Lions. One of my Lions mentors gave me Lions speaking cards, and I wanted to share some of our history and code of ethics as a reminder. LCI history. Beginning in 1917, Melvin Jones, a 38-year-old Chicago business leader, asked a simple and world-changing question as follows. What if people put their talents to work improving their communities? 100 years later, LCI is the world's largest service organization. 1920, going international. Lions became international when the first club was established in Canada. Mexico followed in 1927. In the 1950s and 60s, international growth accelerated with new clubs in Europe, Asia, and Africa. 1925, eradicating blindness. Helen Keller addressed the International Convention and challenged Lions to become Knights of the Blind in the Crusade Against Darkness. Since then, we have worked tirelessly to aid the blind and visually impaired. 1945, Uniting Nations. We were one of the first non-governmental organizations invited to assist in the drafting of the United Nations Charter and have supported the work of the UN ever since. 1957, Organizing Youth Programs. In the last 1950s, we created the LEO program to provide the youth of the world with an opportunity for personal development through volunteering. There are LEOs in more than 140 countries worldwide. 1968, Establishing Our Foundation. LCI Foundation assists Lions with global and large global local humanitarian projects. 1990, Launching Sight First. Through Sight First, Lions are restoring sight and preventing blindness on a global scale. Launched in 1990, Lions have raised more than $350 million for this initiative. Sight First targets the major causes of blindness: cataract, trachoma, river blindness, childhood blindness, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma. Lions Code of Ethics. To show my faith in the worthiness of my vocation by industrious application to the end that I may merit a reputation for quality of service. To seek success and to demand all fair remuneration or profits as my just due, but to accept no profit or success at the price of my own self-respect lost because of unfair advantage taken or because of questionable acts on my part. To remember that in building up my business, it is not necessary to earn down on others, to be loyal to my clients or customers, and true to myself. whenever a doubt arises as to the right or ethics of my position or action towards others, to resolve such doubt against myself. To hold friendship as an end and not a means. To hold that true friendship exists not on account of the service performed by one another, but that true friendship demands nothing but accepts service in the spirit in which it is given. To always bear in mind my obligations as a citizen to my nation, my state, and my community, as to give them my unswerving loyalty in word, act, and deed, to give them freely of my time, labor, and means. To aid others by giving my sympathy to those in distress, my aid to the weak, and my substance to the needy. To be careful with my criticism and liberal with my praise, to build up and not destroy. Have a month, a great month, and let's focus on new memberships and service projects. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's some news from District 31L. Bell ringing in Etowah, North Carolina. December 4th and 18th, found the Etowah Lions outringing bells next to a red kettle, a tradition of the Salvation Army, so that they can further their service in the community. What better way to partner up? Manpower is hard to find these days, so if your club can help out another club or service organization, why not? This year, in front of our local grocery store in Etowah, we raised a two-day total of $1,191.49. Way to go for just a few hours of work. Thanks to the Lions who braved the cold and rain and gave of their time to help another service organization give back. Your camp needs you. PDGs, club presidents, secretaries, and zone chairs, please make sure your club members are aware of the following calls for assistance. With the COVID pandemic continuing to affect the workplace, Tammy at Camp Dogwood is having a hard time finding part-time kitchen help and servers to assist with her larger functions. Any Lions that might be able to volunteer their services for the following dated events at the camp would be greatly appreciated. March 7th, it's a Monday, and March 8th, Tuesday, March 9th, Wednesday, March 10th, March 11th, March 12th, March 13th, March 14th, March 15th, March 16th, for kitchen help and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Please note that at least 3 to 5 Lions are needed for each day and each shift. March 18th and 19th, which is a Friday and Saturday, they need kitchen help and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Please note, at least 2 Lions are needed for each day and each shift. Thursday, April 7th, for kitchen help and serving dinner. Please note, at least 3 Lions are needed. Friday, April 8th, for kitchen help and serving breakfast and lunch. Please note, at least 3 Lions are needed for each shift. I will be volunteering my services for some of the above dates. If you have questions, give Tammy a call at the camp. And that number is 828-478-2135. And that notice was from Lion Marilyn Wunderler, your first VDG. It's a good time to introduce, it's a good time to induct new members. Entrance fees waived for a $35 savings. Dear club leader, the coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the work of Lions and communities around the world, creating financial hardships for Lions and the people we care for. To support the incredible men and women serving with us, the International Board of Directors passed another resolution to help our clubs in the new Lion year. Here's an overview of the new resolution approved by the Board of Directors. Charter and entrance fees waiver. We have waived all charter and entrance fees from July 1st through December 31st of 2021. Charter and entrance fees are also currently waived through June 30th of 2021. They may have meant 2022. These additional measures will help Lions facing financial hardships and give our clubs the support and encouragement they need during these challenging times. For more than a century, Lions have taken on the greatest challenges facing humanity, and together we will overcome this. The world needs Lions now more than ever, so thank you for your outstanding service and commitment to our communities and the world. Regards, Dr. Young Yul Choi, International President. Ah, here's a note. This has been extended through June of 2022, so please do your recruiting. LCI News you might use. Delegate assignment for voting at the 2022 International Convention in Montreal is available between January 1st, 2022 and June 22nd, 2022. Voting will be conducted in person at the convention. If you have anyone going to the convention from your club, secretaries, make sure you get the delegate form in. See www.lionsclub.org for more information. May as well be represented if you're going. LCI News you might use. New year, new leadership starts now. Clubs, it is time to start your new next year leadership committee. Remember, the time is of the essence. The incoming governor will need your club information to ensure the directory is current and correct. So please get your election process going now. Secretaries, don't procrastinate on putting in next year's officers. If you do and you miss the deadline, there is a lot that has to be done just to get the club access back to them. As soon as your elections are done, go to My LCI and update the officers for the new Lions year. If you have any issues at all, don't hesitate to ask. What your new members will be receiving from Lions Club International Membership Division. Service is at the heart of everything we do. We believe that kindness matters, and it does to the people you serve. As a sponsor, why not consider getting together with the Lion that you sponsored at a service project to discuss some of your club's service activities? This week, the Lion whom you sponsored received an email encouraging them to download the My Lion app and get involved with your club's service projects. Did you know that you could use My Lion to organize and promote club activities and connect with other Lions from around the globe? If you haven't already done so, be sure to download My Lion. Going to the International Convention? News you can use. See www.lionsclubs.org for more. Early pricing has been extended until March 31st. As we look forward to our 104th Lions Clubs International Convention in Montreal, we realize that current international travel guidelines continue to change. In order to give all Lions and Leos a better opportunity to make their travel arrangements to the convention, we are extending the early discounted pricing deadline to March 31, 2022. Register by March 31, 2022 and pay the discounted U.S. $175 registration fee. We can't wait to see you in Montreal. Reminder for club secretaries. Please advise your club members that if you are not going to send them the monthly newsletter, they can find it in two different places online. At www.nclions31l.org and www.etoalions.com. The first one is the district website, and the second is the Etowa Lions Club website. The Etowa Lions Club website is a backup for me while I am NL editor. This location may not be available when someone else takes the reins. Thanks from Lion Debbie Hicks, your PDG. A note from LCI to the club officers around the world. Dear club officer, effective clubs provide meaningful service, maintain a strong and active membership, and continually develop new leaders. The tools below focus on these elements to help your club function effectively while meeting the needs of your community and your members. Firstly, club quality initiative. Change is critical for each club. This is a strategic planning tool that helps clubs identify opportunities for improvement. By understanding your current operations, identifying areas that can be improved, and taking measured steps to accomplish your goals, your club can be even better. Plan for your club's success, the global membership approach for clubs. Use this planning guide and PowerPoint to discover your club's strengths, ways to improve, and new opportunities that will help your club grow and thrive. Planning forms will help you develop a vision, assess your club's needs, and organize your plan for successful implementation. Your Club, Your Way. This guide will help you customize your club meetings to better suit the needs and lifestyles of your club members. It includes a simple, fun exercise to help determine which elements of your meeting to keep and what to change, as well as a process for phasing in change. The Club Excellence Award. This resource serves as your club's roadmap to excellence, focusing on the key elements of a quality club: membership, service, organizational excellence, and marketing. If you have any questions about the award, please contact us by email at clubexcellenceaward@lionsclubs.org or by phone at 630-468-6828. Each of these resources can be found on the Improving Club Quality webpage. For questions, inquiries, or to order your copy of any of these resources, please contact us by phone at 630-468-7084 or email clubofficers@lionsclubs.org. Sincerely, your District and Club Administration Division Team. More LCIF news. LCIF Campaign 100. Lions of District 31L, I have just received a limited supply, only 30, of a lapel pin celebrating 35 years of women in Lionism. The monies raised from the sale of these pins will assist Lions worldwide to reach the Campaign 100 goal. The selling of these pins is a way to increase the LCIF Campaign 100 donation for our district. Please let me know if you'd like to buy one of these beautiful pins. The cost is $12 each, with proceeds going to Campaign 100. Thanks for all that you do for Lionism. And this is from PDG Larry Gasperson, your 2021-2022 LCIF District Coordinator. His phone is 828-384-4530. His email is lfgasperson@comporium.net. And there's a photo of the pin on this page, and it looks gorgeous. It's a high-heeled shoe, women's high-heeled shoe, and it has a rose at the ball of the foot on the shoe. And then just behind the shoe, where the heel goes up, there's a beautiful head or bust of a female lion. It's pretty snazzy looking. Help others get a Lion account. You already know that with a Lion account, you can keep track of all your past service projects digitally in My Lion, take online courses and trainings in the Learn Digital tool, follow similar clubs, and get inspired by Lions around the world with your newsfeed. But do your fellow club members understand these benefits? Getting all your members signed up is an important step in leading to a bigger impact in your community. Encourage your club members to register for a Lion account. Camp Dogwood Fundraiser. Bingo Bucks. Fellow Lions, are you willing to sponsor a week of bingo at Camp Dogwood? Our VIPs love to play bingo. Last year, we gave away bingo bucks as the majority of prizes. VIPs were able to use the bingo bucks to purchase snacks, drinks, and souvenirs from the camp store. By sponsoring a week of bingo bucks, your club will help support Camp Dogwood by generating revenue in the camp store. If you are interested in sponsoring a week, drop your check in the mail. Make sure to add bingo bucks in the member line. Thanks for all you do in supporting Camp Dogwood. From Tammy Thomas. And here's notice of a points contest for this Lions year 2021 to 2022. The annual points contest is a way to let the governor know what the clubs have accomplished throughout the year. This is in an Excel form that is found on the district website. It is easy to fill out, and if you keep it up monthly, not so daunting. If you are one of those who say, Oh, I'll wait until May 1st to do it. You may be in for a big surprise. Why wait to do tomorrow what you can do today? So a lot of clubs are doing things, and secretaries need to get this and the reporting done online with My Lion so the governor can do his job. Take a little time this month to catch up, and you will not be so overwhelmed as the fastly approaching end of the year arrives. Lion's year, that is. This is month 6. The governor will need this form this year so he can calculate for the awards. So there's an illustration of this Excel spreadsheet, and it has a column for each month, and then columns for the points awarded, and there are points for new members and for organizing and sponsoring a new club or for attending an exercise, etc. So that form can be found at www.nclions31l.org. You can download that and update it online, I assume. Dear Lion Leader, Lions Clubs International supports clubs and members around the world so we can advance our global mission of service together. Our international support and the work of Lions Clubs International is fueled by the international dues of our incredible members. In recent years, it has become increasingly clear that the services Lions Clubs International has been able to provide to members with the available budget is no longer in line with what Lions need and expect. The International Board of Directors voted on October 2019 to approve an international dues adjustment resolution that would be voted on at the 2020 International Convention, but it was postponed due to the cancellation of our 2020 convention and the move to a virtual convention in 2021 as we adapted to the pandemic. The new dues adjustment model will be voted on at the 2022 International Convention. The Board of Directors undertook an extensive review of Lions Clubs International's financials, including the implementation of substantial budget reductions. After much consideration, the Board proposed to adjust dues $7 over a 3-year period. Under the proposal, international dues would be adjusted according to the following schedule. On July 1st of 2023, a $3 increase. On July 1st, 2024, another $2 increase, and on July 1st of 2025, another $2 increase. Why an international dues adjustment is needed? We realize the association has been reluctant to adjust dues over the years, and we have not adjusted international dues since 2011. The proposed adjustment will help cover our costs and allow us to suitably serve our members' needs. With that said, the Board of Directors did not take this issue lightly, nor are we minimizing the value of each dollar that our members contribute. As we consider this dues adjustment, it is essential that we keep in mind that our global efforts and initiatives support more than 1.4 million members in 50,000 clubs around the world. Through the support of staff, we are able to serve globally on the level that we do, keeping members and clubs fully supported with service resources, training events, and software, club operational support, hybrid convention, international meetings, language services, technology, foundation support, leadership support, and everything else we have come to expect as Lions. A dues adjustment will allow Lions Clubs International to provide improved support to Lions and to continue to invest in improving programs and digital products such as our website and My Lion. It will also allow us to invest in new programs such as the Learning Management System, or LMS, development of new curriculum such as digital literacy, training videos, global advertising, marketing automation, digital and video storytelling, and other tools and initiatives that will enhance our impact, our brand, and our membership. Why your help is needed. Essentially, we have to decide whether or not we want Lions Clubs International to continue to grow and thrive. Lions is more than a way of life. It's also an investment of money, time, energy, and passion. As with any good investment, the more we put in, the more returns we see. We need you to help our members and leaders understand why this adjustment is needed. We have developed an international dues adjustment frequently asked questions and PowerPoint page to help you present it to your Lions. If you have any questions on the dues adjustment resolution, please contact LCI Executive Administrator Sanjeev Ahuja. I hope that you will see this adjustment as we do, as an investment in the future of Lions. Through your support, we can ensure that Lions are positioned for success in the future. Yours in service, Douglas X. Alexander, International President. Secretaries, please make sure your delegate forms for the International Convention are submitted. This is one of the items we will be voting on. At the end of this newsletter, there is an order form for advertising on the program for the 2022 North Carolina Lions 100th State Convention, honoring the past and celebrating the future. That will be held April 22nd to 24th of 2022 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro. So the deadline for the ad is March 15th of 2022. The ad's back cover is $1,500, inside cover $1,000, a full page for $300, a half page for $150, a quarter page for $100, and business card for $50. You can email your ad to gcwclc@gmail.com. Include your payment with ad design. You can make your checks payment to NC Lions State Convention, and you can mail that to April Allred at 5329 Schaffner Road, McLeansville, North Carolina, 27301. Thank you for your support. We have run out of time, or actually, we've actually gotten all the way to the end of the newsletter today, so we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.